I want to go to another story now. This is partly political and also partly finance, and that is, you may be aware of George Christensen, member of the House of Representatives, who was also in the seat of Dawson in Queensland for the Liberal National Party. Now, George Christensen, there is no doubt, is a man who speaks his own mind. It was very strong in regards to what happens. Now, the second part about this is the finance side of it, and that is, you're aware that the federal government has a policy of not having a Royal Commission into our banks. No Royal Commission. Now, only a government can call a Royal Commission. That's pretty obvious. The government has said, no, we believe there's enough things going on. Well, late this afternoon, or in fact this evening while we've been on air, George Christensen has sent out a tweet which says, I've spoken with Real Bobcatter, which is Bobcatter, member for Kennedy, Reed Banks. He's going to introduce a bill to set up a commission of inquiry into the banks. It will have my support. In other words, George Christensen, a member of the government, will effectively cross against his government's policy and side with Bobcatter when he brings this bill before the parliament. The man who will bring that bill, the member for Kennedy, Bobcatter, is on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, Bob.
God bless all the listeners.
Why are you bringing this bill into our parliament?
Because we can get it through. The ALP, for once in their lives, has stood their ground very solidly on this. Christensen's the most extraordinary character. Like myself, I love a fight. You know, I'll go in there and I'll seek out the fight. George is not comfortable with that, but he has this conscience that tells him it's the right thing to do. And even though it's great pain to himself, even though he's got great pain, because I'm sorry for the interruption, great pain to himself.
What's going on there, Bob?
I'm sorry.
Don't worry, that's okay. You're right.
Parliamentary corridor answer.
Don't worry, that's okay, no problem.
Anyway, forget about that. I think he was so scared he could hardly talk when he crossed the floor on ethanol. But he just believed it was the right thing to do. And scared as he was, and even though he has great loyalty to his party machine and colleagues, he does what he thinks is the right thing.
Okay.
And,
just
that's pretty extraordinary down there.
I was going to say, in this case, the government has a one-seat majority in the House of Representatives. So if one member crosses the floor, effectively a bill can get passed if all of the other members side behind it. Is that the reason why you think a commission of inquiry into the banks will get up through the House of Representatives?
There's a complex issue of bills coming back or coming from the Senate back, and I'm not going to go into all that convoluted procedural rubbish. It is not quite as clear-cut as it sounds, but I think it is a fair call that you have said it accurately, that if Christensen decides to cross the floor, there will be an inquiry. Now, there's another problem that we have to deal with here as far as the inquiry goes. The executive arm has got the money. The Crown, the government, has got the money. And these things cost money, serious money. But once you get a royal commission, a proper commission of inquiry running, we had the most terrible problem in Queensland with police corruption. And once we got that Fitzgerald inquiry running, even though it never captured the centre of the crime, it removed the protection that he was enjoying inside the police force. It was enormously effective in destroying police corruption in Queensland. And I was one of the two people that made that decision. I have seen the enormous power that the machine of a royal commission or a proper commission of inquiry, an Australian commission of inquiry, I prefer to call it, an Australian commission of inquiry will have. Now, there are a lot of good people in the banks that desperately want it. They're not going to say that publicly. But because they are doing terrible things out there. And the competition, it forces them to do it. If your competitive banks do it, then you have to do it, whether you like it or whether you don't. They've got to keep up with the competition. Just one single fact, Ross, just one single fact. The cost of a house in Sydney is over $900,000. The average income after tax after taxes taken out, is $50,000. Guess what? The repayments on a house of even $700,000 is.
It'd be close to your...
$50,000.
That's right, close to your income.
I mean, one quarter nearly of Australia's population lives in Sydney. And what, there's no need for a banking inquiry when half the housing loans in Australia will not be able to be repaid? You're looking at the greatest potential meltdown. Why didn't it occur in Australia? Because we have recourse lending. America has non-recourse lending. If the banks go after the person that can't make his repayments, all the bank gets is the house. The bank doesn't get what is owed to them. In Australia, the bank goes after you and they don't get the house by itself. They get the house plus debt slavery for you for forever.
Tell you what, the one last thing that I get you, I just noticed George Christensen's put out another note, a tweet, and basically says he believes that this bill to set up a commission of inquiry into the banks will not be introduced into the parliament until March and will ultimately be dealt with in June. Is that your timetable on it as well, Bob?
Oh, look, George is dictating the play here. You know, I mean, he's been very courageous. I personally would do anything but embarrass or create difficulties for him. I admire the man greatly. In all my 43 years in Parliament, I've never seen anyone act with the raw moral courage that he's acting with, both on the issue of ethanol, I might add, where 500 people are dying every year in Sydney that simply don't have to die. That's a quote from the president of the AMA for Australia, and it's a quote from Maurice Oyema, who was the Premier of Queensland. Doesn't seem to worry subsequent premiers that 500 people are dying that don't have to die. But it is a moral issue with him, the same as the inquiry into the banks is a moral issue with him. And he acts out of moral conviction, which is a very, very rare animal.
Tell you what, Bob
Catter. In the Australian Parliament.
Tell you what, Bob Catter. Always good to have you on the program. Appreciate it. Short notice tonight. The member for Kennedy, Bob Catter, and along with the support of George Christensen, the Liberal National Party member from Queensland, introducing a bill into our parliament to set up a commission of inquiry into the banks. And if the Greens and the ALP support it, then it is likely to get through the parliament. And that is a big change for the banks and certainly for the parliament as well. Bob Catter, thanks for your time.
Thank you.